Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Food Poll. Oh, I've ruined it. I'm going to keep going.
Food poll.
No one will notice. Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Yeah. Don't tell anyone that I messed it up, OK?
No, we'll go back and do it again, and then edit it in, and no one will ever know. Right, producer Maddo, yeah?
No, he's shaking his head. No. This is it. Well, look, you've had a peek behind the curtain. You're basically getting an outtake. This is bonus extra content.
Yeah. Oh, you love that word, don't you? Content.
Oh, because it also means happy, doesn't it? I'm content.
Yeah, content with the content.
Absolutely.
That's what a great show it was. Because it's the key things that you'll hear on the podcast today. The key things that make rock and roll football tick. Footballers, boozing and eating. And they're the key ingredients to any episode.
And a very special guest.
Oh, well, exactly.
A god among men.
Legend.
A true legend. A true hero of these islands.
Yes. Great to have him.
Are you all right, mate? You sound distracted. Am I getting in your way? What's going on?
No, sorry.
Are you reading your emails or something?
I thought you were going to carry on. I thought you were going to, off these islands and these shores. I think you're going to sort of like a long poem about the British Isles.
So Chichilian, should this island story of ours.
I didn't want to interrupt you, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm fine. And I'm genuinely excited to have Martin O'Neill on.
Enjoy.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
It is still Everton 1, Arsenal 0. There's only about 12 minutes left there. What an incredible immediate impact. Sean Dyche is about to... surely they get at least a draw out of it.
Yeah, surely. What a start to his time at Goodison. Surely he's going to keep them up based on this one result alone, which is not great for Forest, but, you know, there we go. It's an amazing result if it stays like that. In the Women's Super League, of course, as well, Man City won 2-0 earlier, and Villa and Brighton is 1-1 at the moment, 40.
Oh, this is what's amazing. These are just the early kickoffs. There's a whole load of 3 o'clocks coming in. Here to preview them is Matt Dyson.
Yes, the most hotly anticipated moment of the weekend in the Premier League is just minutes away, though. Sean Dyche's first post-match interview since his return, the worm-eating Gruffalo, is back in the game and he's going to be huskier than ever. It's not just been the same watching Match of the Day without his gravelly tones and throat lined with pure building site-grade sandpaper. He's reportedly asked every member of Everton's squad to fill out a questionnaire to find out what issues have led them to being in the relegation zone. Are we A, badly run, B, full of expensive flops, C, living off past glories, having outstayed our welcome in the top flight for decades now, or D, all of the above? That seemed to make sense earlier. Not now Everton are winning. Maybe they need to stop running out to that ridiculous theme tune from a 60s TV show. Zed Cars was in black and white, for heaven's sake. How can it possibly get anyone pumped or psyched up for a big game? You don't see Liverpool running out to the theme tune from Bread, do you? That would actually be more inspirational than a drab scouse.
Wow.
Cop drama. Score. Gotta get up, gotta get out. Grab the world by the throat and shout. The red side of the Mersey are in action from 3 this afternoon. Meanwhile, saying greetings to Wolves at Molineux, but will Jurgen Klopp exude the charisma of Joey Boswell or be more Lilo Lil?
Oh my word. He has
been of late.
He's just so old.
So old. Ask your uncle to explain them. Meanwhile, down the road on Coronation Street, Man United are more the royal family than Shameless these days, with Eric Ten Hag looking for a 6th Premier League win in a row. A feat they haven't achieved since 2017, not done 6-6 for 6 years. 666, the number of the special one who was in charge back then. Palace are at Old Trafford today. We also have a South Coast derby, as informed Brighton welcome Bournemouth to their shrine to a US credit card company and the largest provider of travellers checks worldwide. Ooh. And the Cherries are in the red at the moment. Their Experian credit score isn't looking great after managing just 1 point and only 1 goal since the Premier League resumed after the World Cup. Leicester haven't won a game since the return either and won't find it easy as Unai Emery's Aston Villa say good evening to the floundering foxes. It's all here on Rock and Roll Football and it's live!
Oh, Dyson, you're a god! And perfectly timed.
I mean, I realised I was pushing it with talking so much about bread there, because it's, I mean, our Australian producer, Matto, we're going to have to send him some homework and watch an episode next week so he can catch up.
I wouldn't just say our Australian producer, Matto, I'd say anyone under 50. I mean, I'd vaguely heard of bread. I had no idea what the hell you were talking about.
It's a great theme tune, to be fair. It's a great theme tune.
Now, we weren't here last week. It was the FA Cup. I was in Glasgow last week.
Oh, were you now? What were you up to?
All sorts of stuff. Now, I've got to tell you, on one of the nights... When was the last time you went to a nightclub?
Oh, wow. Probably about... 8 to 9 years ago, I'd suggest.
Okay.
If not longer. Yeah, a long time.
They're mad.
Oh, really?
They're a terrible place. I can't believe anyone still goes to them. I went to one the other night. I was like, what's the attraction? Producer Matto is taking this very personally. But he is a young man of the world.
He loves it, yeah. What, you went to a nightclub in Glasgow? What was it? Garage? The Tunnel?
It wasn't anywhere cool. You know what? The moment I went in, it was like just the amount of steam, the stench of sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And the music, the music was too loud. I was what is the attraction? It went right in my nostrils, just like a big dose of COVID. I was
dear.
The music was terrible. The music was too loud. It smelled of sweat and armpits. I was like, but it was packed.
And you weren't giving it some on the dance floor, 40?
But it was one of those things where, you know, we'd had a lovely dinner, couple of glasses of wine, so, you know, let's carry on.
Sure.
And then actually, you're like, no, this is like the apocalypse.
Let's not. Let's just go and drink at home. It's much better.
Go home and eat a boost in bed. Which is what I did do.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Well, this is it. Now you're in your 40s, mate. This is what happens. You've come to the realisation that it was a massive waste of time, all those years clubbing.
But I had a great time when I used to go clubbing. It was so much fun.
Yeah, but it's not for us now.
Is that right?
Say goodbye to young, foolish things and move onwards with our lives.
I'm 40 now. If you're older than me and you still go clubbing, text on 8-12-15. Oh, well, like, what is... I mean, how old are you meant to... What time should you stop?
I think most people seem to think mid-30s is when you stop going clubbing, really, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I think I don't have anything against people that do go, but like you say, there's just nothing there for me anymore.
No. Why can't we just have pubs that just open all night?
Yes, exactly. You know, bars. Late bars is what it's all about.
Want to take you to a late bar. But Kerry here says, I used to go to the Palais in Nottingham. Used to sometimes see Forest players in there, but the bouncers were notorious.
Palais de Dance, yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. What sort of, have you seen a footballer in a nightclub?
Oh, yes.
I remember seeing Stuart Pearce in Rock City once.
Yeah, I saw Stuart Pearce in Black Orchid. Remember that out-of-town retail park nightclub in Nottingham in the years ago? And he was there with a few Forest players. I think it was Stuart Pearce and a couple of us. I think Des Walker was there. All just stood at the bar downing, like, shots. It was weird to see as a young teenager.
Yeah, text on 8-12-15 if you've ever seen a football... I mean, any celebrity, really, in a nightclub is... And what did you do about it? Did you approach? Have you ever snogged a celebrity in a nightclub? 8, 12, 15. Maybe you saw Dyson out in his youth. Got a load of him. But you know what? But I don't know if any other city had this, but Black Orchid, and then it rebranded itself to ISIS long before that was a bad thing.
Yeah. Oh, very unfortunate name.
But it was odd because it was on an industrial estate, most nightclubs are in the city centre, aren't they?
Yeah. You had to get a bus out to it. It was an absolute nightmare to get to. They had like a showcase cinema out on this retail park.
Deep Pan Pizza Co.
And then a nightclub. Yeah, yeah. And then a nightclub.
Mega Bowl. Yeah.
Weird location.
And it was one of those places, I don't know if you had this, I'm sure every town and city had this across the UK, urban myths about what the bouncers were like. Like, Black Orchid, a mate of mine, was talking to the bouncers, then he woke up and, like, they'd spiked his drink and he, like... Woke up naked in town, you're like, what? This never happens when I'm there.
As if they could be bothered to do that, the bouncers, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Amazing, lovely. Bring you back memories here.
Wonderful, warm memories of being beaten up by bouncers. But text on 8-12-15, have you ever saw a celebrity out clubbing?
Some excellent ones. Just straight out of the traps, Pete said, Tall Trees Nightclub, Yarm, 97, did a wee next to Gary Pallister. we should point out he was in the urinals at the time. But yes, what a start. Pallister at the tall trees in Yarm.
Also, lovely. Pallister is a tall tree. He's about 6'7", isn't he? And a very intimidating man to urinate next to.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
That awful, but you'd feel, you know, that awful thing where you go to your urinal, it's busy. And you do stage fright's not the full, not the correct term, but sometimes it can take a while for like the plumbing to shudder into life. You think, oh no, come on, come on. Oh. You're pushing really hard. You're like, where is it? I needed a wee a second ago.
Yeah, what's Pallister going to think of me?
I know, God, yeah. Pallister's shaking his head in disbelief.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I thought you needed a wee mate. I don't know, I've just done generic Northeastern Pallister. What are you coming in here for? If you didn't... I mean, because that's the thing. What do you think people are going to do? You're not weeing. Hey, we got a guy over here. No wee's coming out.
What? He's just standing here for fun.
Yeah. What is the root of that fear? Whoa. I can only hear five tinkles, but there are six people in here. If you do have a cure for that, I don't know, what do you do? Do you have a technique to...
I think it's when you get too stressed out with all your thought process just then. Mm. You've just got to try and clear your mind, relax, breathe, and it will come, you know.
Yeah, because I tell you what it is. It's when you're, particularly at a football stadium, you don't... Toilets are not a pleasant place in those places.
No, very cold as well.
You just want it over and done with. And you're very aware that like there's 100 other angry men behind you who are busting.
Yes.
And you're trying to get it over quick. I guess that's what it is. And then the pressure makes
you. The pressure gets to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone does have any tips, do let us know. someone says, I saw Robbie Savage in a student nightclub in Leicester, 2003. He was not a student, but was very happy to buy a lot of VK. What's he doing? In a student nightclub as a grown man.
Wow, it's one of those players' nights out, isn't it? Down in the VK Apples, left, right and centre in the early noughties.
If I was a footballer, I would not want to be in a student nightclub. Would you?
No, actually, no. I mean, I'm trying to make it sound normal. It's not. They should be an age-appropriate venue, really.
Yeah, I'd want to go to like a place where they had, Leather Cities.
Yeah, and, a really expensive sort of members club or something. Yeah,
oak paneled cigar humidor. Even if I'm not going to use it, just the smell of steak wafting in.
Yeah, exactly. Not like people sitting on the floor while James sit down sometimes spilling lager everywhere.
Text on 8-12-15. Have you seen a footballer out? Well, I guess out clubbing is the best thing. You don't want to see him in the shop. You've seen him in the shop's boring, isn't it? Now, we've got more details on Robbie Savage's clubbing days circa 2003. Yes. They got back close, been back in touch. So they did have Leather Cities at Life, which must have been the place, to be fair. But I wholeheartedly agree.
In Leicester.
Oh, nice. Life. Desiree wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
She says, we thought it was very weird he was there, but my husband also saw Emil Heskey buying yogurts at a spa in Leicester the same year. They were the days.
What days? Glorious stuff from Chloe.
And love to know what yogurts. What yogurts do you think Heskey would go for?
Oh, ski. I reckon he's a ski
guy. Do you think?
Guy.
What flavour?
Yeah, definitely. Strawberry ski.
Wow. No hesitation from Dyson.
Staple of any fridge. I expect no less from Emil Heskey. Mm. Yeah.
I have low-fat Greek yogurt. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Are you putting anything in it? I mean, are you putting anything in that? Or it sounds quite plain.
Well,
otherwise.
A spoon. I actually, for my breakfast, I chop fruit. I have an apple, a banana, and some blueberries. And then I smother it in low-fat Greek yogurt, and then I put all of that into my belly.
Do you overnight oats, do you? Yeah.
No, I don't, actually, no. Wrong. No, move on.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, somebody says, Leroy's cousin here.
Oh, it's great to have him back.
Leroy's cousin, one of the great characters. Leroy once snogged the same girl as Pascal Chimponda in Duke's Genesis in Chelmsford. Apparently Chimponda gave him aggro in Ali's Kebabs about it after turfing out.
That is pure gold. Pure gold from Leroy's cousin. We never get Leroy to actually tell us if there's any truth in these claims, but who cares?
What a strange name for a nightclub, Duke's Genesis.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, it sounds believable to me. You know what Leroy's like back in the day.
Yeah, I remember going to a nightclub called Zanzibars in Leicester, and I found it a very scary place.
Oh yeah.
Do you find that nightclubs were quite scary for a period of time?
quite intimidating when you first start going to them. Certainly, you're absolutely scared to death. You've got the whole process of getting your fake ID checked by the scary bouncers, and that fills you with dread. And then when you get in there, there's loads of grown-ups, and it's absolutely intimidating as hell.
On behalf of the whole Bauer family, we would like to distance ourselves from the use of fake ID. We do not condone the historic, current, or indeed future use of forged documents in any form. Dyson, my word, Matt Dyson's criminal past.
Criminal. It was only a slightly doctored NHS, not NHS, NUS card. Slightly doctored NUS card, that's what it was.
Why would you use an NHS card? It says you've got asthma and eczema on your back. In you go, mate. We are talking about seeing footballers, celebrities out clubbing. We do have intel, by the way, Dyson, on exactly what yoghurt Emil Heskey was buying.
I know.
And it was not strawberry ski.
I know, I was way off.
It was pity for Lou. And apparently the cashier said to him, heavy night. I mean, why would you say that if you were buying yoghurt? Is that a known hangover cure?
I think it's just checkout banter, I suppose.
Someone had
it?
A big night. Apparently said, no, big game tomorrow. So yoghurt is a good pre-game.
I mean, he's on the petty for Lou. He's on from, it's like they're for children. I mean, is he going to eat all six in one sitting? What's going on?
Well, whatever he was doing was working, wasn't it? He had a great career.
Worked for him, yeah, certainly true. Speaking of Leicester and
Leicester.
Robbie Savage in a nightclub, I've had an update from a friend of the show, Pete Donaldson, from the Football Ramble. He's just said to me, he went to uni in Leicester, and he said, in Savage's defence, Life nightclub was an over-21s nightclub. So he was trying to stay slightly age-appropriate. But he says, another time I did see
it. Probably slightly age-appropriate.
But then he does add, another time I saw him in the Saw Point, which was a Scream student pub. So he was in there. Conflicting evidence. About
he gives with one hand, he takes with the other.
The nighttime antics of Robbie Savage back in the day.
Have you ever seen Robbie Savage in a pub or nightclub? Text us on 8-12-15. This is the big topic the country needs to know about. Someone here says, I once saw Timmy Mallett. I mean, obviously Mallett, not a footballer, but that's fine.
We'll take it.
Yeah, someone who saw Timmy Mallett. Oh, where was it? This is it.
Smokey Joe's
in Maidenhead. Yeah. And saw Timmy Mallett dancing with one of his mad jumpers on. These were the days when you got chicken in a basket as part of your entry.
Oh, yeah, they had a little food hatch in the corner of the nightclub. Very rare, but they did happen. What?
The idea that you would go clubbing and get chicken on the way in.
I know, it's grim. But was
that part of British culture at the time?
I think maybe, I don't know if you'd have it straight away, you'd maybe have it on, say, towards the end of the night. That's when I would go to the food hatch.
But imagine going to Fabric or the Ministry of Sound and they're like, oh, there's your roast dinner. Have a great night. Yeah. Stephen Dagenham says, talking to Spooky, the spooky lady on Hackney Marshes did chicken in a basket in the 70s. Now we have some details here, Dyson. You remember this. Okay. Big Glenn in South Shields says, Gaze, it was a condition of license in Lars that for clubs to stay open after 11 p.m, they had to offer hot food. The club I worked at had a full cafeteria next to one of its dance floors. Very weird, but we made a fortune selling cheesy chips to drunk ads.
Yes, there we go. Thank you, Big Glenn.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, if nightclubs started doing, like, three-course dinners, I'd be more tempted to go to them.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, instead of kicking everyone out to go to kebab shops, just keep them in for a bit longer and they can buy the food from you, the nightclub proprietor. It makes sense. Sure.
I'd be well up for that. If you fancy a couple more drinks, come in here.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Bring it back. Change the licensing laws again, I say.
Kebab meat and chips.
Oh, yeah. On the dance floor. Imagine that.
What better way to eat than on a dance floor? Eating standing up while dancing.
Yes. Oh, wow. What a mess. What a mess.
We've all been there. Benny. Oh, no. It's not Benny. He says, in the late 2000s, I got a girl's number at Alpine. I mean, some of these nightclub names.
Alpine in Southport sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, he said, at the end of the night, I saw the same girl kissing Benny McCarthy in a kebab shop.
It's going to take some beating, that, isn't it?
Amazing. Footballers got in there.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, when have you...
Footballers in nightclubs. This is amazing.
Footballers in nightclubs. Text it, particularly if... And also, include the nightclub name. Because I googled Duke's Genesis in Chelmsford.
Yes,
and
it's
oh
real,
my
isn't
word.
It? Yeah, it's a real place. Yeah.
Since demolished. And I can see why, looking at some of the photos on Essex Live.
Yeah. It looks massive.
It looks later so became, dangerous.
Later became Decadence, I think, but was Duke's Genesis for quite some time.
You know what's 90s. Funny about that? Obviously, they all have these opulent... Well, I'm sure opulent or opulence wasn't like Decadence, opulence. You go in... They're probably the worst places in any town or city. There's nothing opulent about it at all. Big news.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Yes. Good news for the Borough. They are 1-0 up. Nuneaton Borough already deep down in the Southern League Premier Division Central, as we all are aware by now. Kyle Storer, the midfielder, has found the corner from a free kick, putting the Borough 1-0 up at Alvechurch, I think it's pronounced.
Alvechurch,
I think. In Bromsgrove, so it's not too far for them to travel. Alvechurch are losing to the mighty Nuneaton Borough.
It's been a while since our shows have aligned with Nuneaton, who've been supporting for a while now.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nuneaton. And Dyson, enlighten us about this beautiful part of England.
Well, I mean, we've already covered so much about this lovely part of the West
Midlands. Oh, he's running
originally...
out of facts.
But I've still got more. I've got loads more hot stuff to come your way.
Okay.
Originally called Eton or Etone, then a nunnery was built there in the
convent.
12th century.
Convent.
And the
nunnery.
You say
so
nunnery.
That's church.
You say convent, I say nunnery. It's all the same thing, isn't it?
Can't wait for you to get to the pearly gates. It's nunnery, isn't it? You're cast into the eternal fires of hell.
So, a convent / nunnery was built there in the 12th century, and so Eton became Nuneaton. What an amazing fact that is.
No way.
To impress your friends.
That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
Is that really why it's called Nuneaton?
Yes, yeah. True
facts.
But get this. Get this. This is all coming from historian Tracy Jones, by the way, expert on Nuneaton.
Right.
Henry VIII had the nunnery closed in 1539 during the dissolution of the monasteries.
Nunnery.
Sorry.
It sounds like a place you'd grow
What's
them in a greenhouse. Just off to the nunnery, Father. There's a new crop of nuns. Spring has come early this year.
I didn't realise I was using such outdated language when it comes to
nunnery.
Okay, let me start that again. Henry VIII had the convent closed in 1539 during the dissolution of the monasteries, basically because he wanted to divorce Catherine of Aragon to marry Anne Boleyn.
We all remember this.
To break from the Catholic Church, yeah. And the convent has since fallen into ruin. What a sad end. To the convent that made Nuneaton, put the nun into Nuneaton. Amazing.
What a shame. I mean, I guess what you're saying is Henry VIII wanted another wedding, and he was
denied.
Yes, pretty much.
By the Catholic Church.
Yeah, he was. So he just changed it all. He changed history. And that's today's update on the lovely market town of Nuneaton.
I've got to say, I think that is the best Glory Hunters update we've ever had.
Wow, big talk.
Yeah, but I wonder if people in Nuneaton knew that.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing the things you uncover when you delve into the history books.
It is. I mean, it's just, I didn't know, I mean, I guess if we were forced to guess, you might say that. You might think it was food-based.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that.
It's where the diet was invented, because when the people of that town were asked
how much
they'd eaten, they said, none eaten.
Nice.
I'm on the 5-2. More intel on footballers in nightclubs. Do text us 81215. I saw York City's Matty Blair dancing at Willow in York around 2012. During the day, it was a Chinese restaurant, and it still served prawn crackers at the bar when it turned into a club later that night.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's amazing. That's the perfect combination of food and nightclub. We should go there.
I just remembered. We talked about Black Orchid earlier when it became ISIS. I remember being in there, Going upstairs and having a lasagna and chips.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember some sort of cafeteria area that you mentioned.
Mad, isn't
it? It was so big. But I also, at Rock City, it definitely had a little hatch where you could get food, get chips from. But yeah, I mean, you don't see it anymore, do you? Did you see it in your Glasgow nightclub where they're selling food in there?
No.
No,
it's but sad, certainly not like lasagna. I mean, that's a full Italian meal. I wanted to see on a wine list. We are getting some prime goss on 90s noughties footballers here.
Yes, I mean, unsubstantiated, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can say that Spurs goalkeeper Ian Walker was spotted chatting up my mates as a non in Equinox, Leicester Square, 92.
You know what I love? Like, Equinox suggests something really profound.
Yeah.
It's like solstice, equinox, you know, all these old ways of, like, measuring the sun's effect on the planet. You're like,
no.
That nightclub will have had... In fact, the parts of that nightclub, well, all of it, will never have seen the sun.
No, it's true, yes.
Equinox. Wasn't it also a documentary series on BBC Two?
Like, really?
Yeah, wasn't it? Like Panorama or something like that. It was World in Action.
Yeah,
there was Equinox.
Okay, Equinox. That does ring a bell, yeah. Yeah, what a strange place for Ian Walker to be.
Celebrating, no doubt, as a fan of the Equinox was.
Yeah.
It was basically
massively,
a druid.
Massively into pagan festivals. A lot of people don't realise that about him.
Oh, man, the meaning's like Zanzibar in Leicester. Nothing to do with Zanzibar.
No, just mad names.
Absolutely. I mean, even the one in Nottingham, the Palais, like, nothing French about it.
No, and it was before then, it was Ritzy.
Before that, it was the Palais.
Yeah.
Went Palais,
yeah, that's
Ritzy,
right.
Palais.
Yes, that's right. Amazing. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. But also Ritzy.
Downstairs was the zone. Did you
that's
go
right.
To the zone
yeah,
downstairs?
I went down there. Yeah.
I preferred it down there. Yeah.
But also Ritzy, somehow suggesting that it's connected to the Ritz in London.
Yeah. Exactly. Completely misleading.
Yeah, it's nothing like the Ritz. I love to think of, like, international tourists going to the wrong destination for afternoon tea.
You do not
tea.
Put your top hat and tails on to go into Ritzy in the 90s, I'll tell you that much.
I don't know. We don't know what the English, what's up with them? They talk about this place, the Ritz. We went there for afternoon tea. We got a VW Blue, a VK Blue, and kebab meat and chips. Is that what they have now? We are joined by a very, very special guest today. A man, Dyson and I, and many of you are huge fans of the one, the only, Martin O'Neill. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for asking. No problem.
Martin, we are loving your book on days like this. And obviously, as Forest fans, particularly the chapters on Clough, I imagine it was quite a job choosing which Clough stories to include.
Without a doubt, there are so many. I mean, you could have gone through a week with him and had a story for every single day. But the very fact that... you know, you have the likes of Larry Lloyd, big, strong man, really big, strong man, frightened of absolutely nothing. And when he saw Clough coming down the corridor, had a quick look at Clough's face to see whether he was in a good mood or in a bad mood. And then would jump into the drying room to get clear of him, you know.
Hiding away.
That might tell you everything about the man himself, yeah.
And obviously, you scaled the heights with that Forest team, and the photo on the back cover is you proudly holding the European Cup, as it's now known, the Champions League. I mean, it's amazing in the book when you talk about, you know, the doubt you have as a player, but also the confidence you have as a player, not playing in the final the year before. You know, as kids, or as even as adults, when we look at footballers, they just seem so supremely confident and at home. But obviously, it can be a very emotional journey for a footballer.
Absolutely, because... I tell you what I think, if you were to speak to a group of professional players who have actually done well, or people who didn't do well, that there are times when you feel supremely confident, that you go onto the field and that you know that anything that you do, your first touch is going to be there, you're going to beat players if you're a forward, or you're going to defend properly. And then you go through two or three games where things do not go well, and you think the whole world's on top of you, and your confidence just shrinks.
And when you look at Forest now, Martin, I mean, obviously, you know, we're delighted that we're not in the bottom three anymore. We got to a League Cup semi-final. How do you think Steve Cooper's doing?
Really well. I mean, when you think about where he picked the team up in the first place to get through, to get promotion, then what happens is that, obviously, the owners want to make sure that they stay in the league. Then they, you know, a lot of players are arriving at the football club at the almost simultaneously, and you start to think, yeah, well, would we minute? How can I fit these people in? You need, and some of the players may not even have been assigned. I wouldn't know that, and I probably shouldn't say that because I genuinely don't know. But at the end of the day, you are responsible as a manager for every single player that comes in, whether you bring them in or not. Then it's a matter of fitting them in. So the results have been good. I know it was disappointing, the two legs. I never had little moments here and there, but never really contested against Manchester United. But that's beside. That was like this particular season, a bit of a bonus in the sense of doing that there. The most important thing is to stay up. And at this minute, the one thing that I think the advantage that they would have over the other clubs that possibly might be struggling is that they have definitely got the squad size. That's the most important thing, just in case. Yeah.
Certainly have.
Well, Martin, you've kept us very, very happy today. It's been a privilege to have you on the show, and we love the book. It's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on.
That's genuinely very kind of you. Thank you very much indeed. And surely to heaven, when I get up there, we shall meet up at some stage or another, but hopefully before the end of the season.
That'd be great.
Yes.
You Reds!
Absolutely.
Cheers, Martin.
Cheers, Martin.
So many of you have seen footballers in nightclubs over the years. Keep telling us, 8, 12, 15. But also, this sub-strand of three-course dinners in nightclubs leads us to Dyson's own life.
Oh, yes, yes, that's true. Well, strange places to eat. It was my birthday last Saturday.
Happy birthday.
I had a birthday celebration last Saturday. And my wife took me to a surprise location. And we went to a supper club at her hairdresser's. It's an unusual location to eat. I'd never heard of such a thing. But she's got this hairdresser's, right? And they use it as a restaurant when it's not cutting hair in the day. So they clear everything out, all the seats, sweep up all the hair, and then they put tables in there and then serve cocktails and food until the early hours.
Okay, couple of things. Firstly, happy birthday. We really should have talked about this earlier in the show.
That's fine, it's fine.
I mean, I know we did talk about it in the week on WhatsApp, and I totally forgot and now feel awful.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. Not a problem, not a problem.
But had you been in today, I'd have got you a cake.
Oh, exactly, yeah, exactly, but yeah.
Anyway. Did you get any nice presents?
I got the Forest Third kit. That was quite nice.
Excellent. Yeah. Name on the back?
No, I need to get the sponsor on the front, actually, because it doesn't come with it on, and I need to mark our excellent new sponsor by getting it printed at the club shop.
So then, you know when people get a present that's really for them? I think your wife taking you to her hairdresser's feels a bit like...
Well, no, it was really nice. It was like tacos and tequila. They had some lovely lovely cocktails and like lovely little plates of food, but it's just because it was you wouldn't know it was a hairdresser's, even though it was.
Apart from the stench of like hairspray.
that all gone. I was a bit disappointed that when they bring the plate out, they don't put a little mirror at the back of the plate so you can see it from a slightly different angle.
Yeah, instead of napkins, they've just got those huge capes they put on when they cut your hair.
And when they put the knives and forks in Barbicide, I was a bit put out. But
you're the knife's just a cutthroat razor.
Exactly.
What the hell's this?
It was completely unrecognisable from a barbershop, but a very strange place to eat.
Well, if you've eaten somewhere stranger than a salon, I mean, what would you call it? Would it be a salon?
Yeah, it's a hair salon. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Hair salon / supper club.
And do they put, like, you know those big, what are they called? Like, hair dry things that old ladies used to have their blue rinse.
Yeah, on a blue rinse, yeah.
Yeah.
they heat the food up in one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of like those lamps they have in the kitchen, they just use hair dryers.
Yeah, they really should have gone for that sort of thing, but you just wouldn't recognise it as a hairdresser, sadly.
If you've eaten somewhere weirder than a hairdresser's, text us now on 8-12-15. And Dyson, on behalf of the Bauer family, everyone at Absolute Radio and Rock and Roll Football, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, talking of eating in strange places, we've had a text here. It says, me and the missus are booked in for dinner at Brixton Prison. AKA the Clink. Looks decent.
Oh, the Clink. Yeah, nice. There you go. You got to try eating at wacky locations.
Wacky? No, I don't think a prison counts as wacky. I sentence you to life in prison. Ooh, they sounds like a wacky old time.
A wacky establishment, the prison.
Wacky.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, it's off the wall, isn't it? It's unexpected. People are going, oh, where are we going for dinner? The prison. You're like, ooh, a hairdresser's what? It keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, yeah, it does. But also, I'd rather just go somewhere that, I'd rather them just say Nando's. Great, I like it.
Well, at least you know what you're going to get.
Well, like a prison, you'd be like, oh, am I just going to get like a tray of slop? Get sparked out by the waiter, and that's all you're getting, you mag. Excuse me, could I have a mag? Are you calling a mag? Be like Shawshank.
Yeah. No, yeah, it wouldn't be. Yeah, I'm sure it's a lovely place. Brixton Prison's quite groundbreaking, isn't it? With it's got a restaurant, it's got its own radio station, it's trying new things out all the time.
Sounds like a flipping holiday camp. Yeah, it's not prison, is it? They've got a flipping restaurant there. They've got plasma screen tellies. Michelin star.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I mean, I wonder if there must be a sort of prison theme to it. So, can I have? Sorry, I'm quite thirsty. Can I have a tall drink of water? Ian says I had my photo taken with my best mate, who was on his stag do dressed as Tinky Winky with Martin Keown in Oxford in the early 2000s. Poor old Martin Keown. Oh, no.
Oh, amazing. What a story.
Are you one for fancy dress, Dyson?
No, not really. No, I prefer not to.
It's a nightmare, isn't it?
Avoid it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't find it that much fun at all, really. It's that forced fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
When was the last time you dressed up as anything?
Can't remember. Probably when I was a kid. Yeah. Says, I nearly had a fight with Robbie Fowler in the bar in Liverpool. What?
Ooh,
don't get in fights with Robbie Fowler. Leave him alone.
I know, come on.
And if Robbie Fowler started it, he should have left you alone.
He's just out having a nice drink. He doesn't need to be hassled. You must leave footballers alone when you see them in nightclubs.
Obviously, one group of people we can hassle are, well, the living, via the seance of the living. So text on 81215.
Exactly.
Who would you like Dyson to summon up? And what question would you like them to ask? Maybe it's one of the Roys. Maybe it's Roy Walker.
Yes,
or
we could go back to
Hodgson
that. We haven't heard from Walker for Mr. Chips for a while, have we? I wonder what we can ask them, some sort of topical nugget we can ask them. That would get in touch, let us know.
Yeah, text us now at 8:12:15 for the Seance of the Living. What would you like to ask one of the Roys? And Matt Dyson will summon them.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, I will. It's time to see who's out there. By the way, Man United have just scored a second. Marcus Rashford. Casemiro's been sent off for Man United, though. Red card. And Wolves have scored a third. Ruben Neves battering Liverpool. Hammering Liverpool 3-0. And Carl has been in touch. He sent us a text message this afternoon asking what Roy Walker thinks about these surveillance balloons that have been spotted flying high in the sky over the States and South America this week. Are you out there, Roy?
I gotta tell you, these Chinese balloons, what's going on there? Chinese lanterns, they caused enough trouble, didn't they? With livestock. I thought it was just one of those. After New Year's Eve, I thought, you know what's happened there? Someone's let off a Chinese lantern. That's someone's wee dream there. Perhaps a wee romantic is out. They've done it in the back garden. They've let it off on New Year's Eve, and it's got out of hand. And it's ended up over American airspace. Woe betide. You end up over American airspace without... You ask Mr. Chips that. My word. Him and his helicopter going up whenever he wants. I keep saying to him, they're going to shoot you down one day, Mr. Chips. You got to be careful with the Americans, you know. But... You can't be having foreign intelligence mucking about with the balloons now. And also, I whenever I see a balloon in the sky, I think how sad a wee kiddie wanted it. It's probably Woody from. You know, you can never. You know, you see it. You know it yourself, Matt. You know, you've been in a fun fair enough.
Yeah.
What is it with kiddies? Not greasy fingered little bladers, not being able to hold on to those balloons.
I know.
They're not
cheap now. As well. Yeah, exactly.
Tenner a go now for some you know, badly reproduced Toy Story character pumped full of illegal helium. My God. At least hold on to the little thing, you blater. But no,
yeah.
Off I'm into the sky. It's mummy and daddy I feel sorry for.
I used to tie it to the buggy, Roy. That's to make sure it doesn't go. Just tie it on.
You know what I'd say with my kids? He missed a balloon, man. Wee bit of extra helium. I wouldn't mind if this lad... in fact, stick it straight in the kiddie's mouth. I wouldn't mind if he floated off for a couple of hours. Wee moment's peace. Stick it in Mr. Chips. Let him float off. Get time to myself for a wee while. Although Mr. Chips is mute, as we know, it's not peace. But,
yes.
You know,
yeah,
I don't want him dancing around in front of me. You know, his mechanical arms would dazzle me at times. So, no, I don't agree with what the Chinese government's doing, if it indeed is. But I don't know what you can do from a balloon. The idea you can spy. I mean, they're hard to navigate. They get blown along with, you know, the Gulf Stream or whatever latest hot air you're getting.
A drone would be better, surely, wouldn't it?
Spy with, you know, how many times have I told the American intelligence services, use drones. Use a drone. You can guide it. Stop using balloons. Stupid way to gather intelligence. You know, I said this to MI5. I said, what you need if you want to infiltrate ISIS, you can't use your James Bonds. You need former operatives who were overlooked for promotion to go back in there. People they trust. But, you know, that's a whole nother story about how he got involved in the intelligence. Don't use balloons. Use former operatives. That's my advice. What are you going to eat while watching Match of the Day tonight? 8:12:15 for Munch of the Day. I mean, maybe you're going to go to a nightclub.
Oh,
yeah. Have a chicken Kiev.
Lovely. Yeah.
Chicken
Kiev, as we now call them, of course. Yeah. Full three-course meal in a nightclub with Match of the Day on the telly. What a night.
Because I think if you're a Wolves fan, surely you've got to treat yourself a little bit tonight. If you're beating Liverpool.
Yeah. Celebrate.
Leicester, surely you've got to treat yourself a bit more.
You're going to push the boat out, get one of the expensive takeaways, aren't you? Come on.
If you're an Everton fan, come on, surely you've got to treat yourself tonight.
Oh, in honour of Deitch. I don't know what Deitch would eat on a Saturday night. I'd imagine some sort of pie and mash combination, some sort of classic northern dish.
But, with a worm relish.
Oh, yeah, so he loves a bit of worm.
The worm eating.
A worm meat pie. Oh, yes, lovely.
I mean, it was a horrible topic to get into, but as kids, people would eat worms. Have you ever eaten a worm?
No, I have not. No.
Sort of thing I imagine you'd have done.
No, I never
in a salon. Some hipster salon. Yeah, it's worms on the menu,
Snails, now you're talking. But
oh, I
worms.
Love snails with garlic butter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's mainly the garlic butter, but yeah, they're nice, aren't they? Very nice.
Someone here says... hang on a second, yeah. They were replying very belatedly to your idea of using an NUS card to get in. Now, they raised an interesting point, which is a lot of ID back in the day was non-photo ID.
Yes.
So all you could do is just borrow someone else's birth certificate that didn't have a photo on it, and all you had to do was memorise the date of birth.
Yes, that was it. I mean, that was it. Just remember a date of birth and that was enough to get you in. Now they've probably got iris scans of everyone, aren't they, before you get in, so they know exactly how old you are.
Oh, yeah. DNA test on the way in, some sort of bio scan.
Exactly.
In this dystopian future we call the UK in 2023.
Surveillance balloons watching your every move, checking your fake ID. They're onto you.
Yeah, imagine. Maybe that's what those Chinese intelligence balloons were all about. Just trying to stop underage drinking in American nightclubs.
Yeah, good on them.
They're up there going, oh my God, that place in Essex is serving chicken Kievs and chicken and chips in a basket. Who knows? But text us on 8:12:15. What is tonight's Munch of the Day? And is it affected by your team's fortunes? It's Munch of the Day. Oh, it's Munch of the Day! So, Dyson, what are people eating tonight?
Ah, well, Sarah in Leicester says she's eating chips and gravy in honour of Robbie Savage's nightclub exploits there in the early noughties. Someone else, Anonymous, having worm stir-fry with toffee sauce to celebrate Deitch's return to management at Everton. What is everyone else eating for there?
Someone else here says, I'm going to be eating Hunter's chicken. Why is it... Can I just ask? I don't know. I just presume that you know this. Why is it called Hunter's chicken?
I've got no idea. I think Hunter's must have liked chicken with cheese and bacon.
Barbecue sauce, though. It's the barbecue sauce
as well, yeah. I don't know.
Because it's such a new thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the hunter was.
Sean is going to have corned beef pie.
Oh, old school.
Is it? Oh, I guess it is, yes. So. Not a modern dish, is it? It's about as old school as it gets.
It feels pretty tinned. Tinned meat is pretty old-fashioned, isn't it? Yeah.
It is indeed. And Dyson, put us out of our misery. This is effectively your birthday weekend. Are you having a special dinner tonight?
Oh, we'll be having home-cooked burgers for tea, hopefully with some fried onions, hopefully. But okay. Have you seen that Birmingham goal that's just come in?
No.
It was 3-3 in the Championship, game of the day. It was 3-3, Swansea-Birmingham. Birmingham have scored 7 minutes into injury time to make it 4-3. What a game of the Championship.
And there was a late goal at Brighton as well.
Yes, there was. Very late, and it condemned Bournemouth to defeat. Mitoma scoring again in the 87th minute. They'd beaten Bournemouth 1-0.
Someone here says, I'm going to have a red snapper in honour of Casemiro. And I've seen the footage, by the way, of him grabbing Will Hughes by the... It's terrifying!
Mad, isn't it? Absolute madness.
So enjoy your dinners tonight. Enjoy your munch of the day. Root for Forest tomorrow against Leeds because we need to win after everything that's happened. And no matter what you see on Match of the Day tonight, do not be influenced by the violence and do not throttle anyone this weekend. Well, I guess we should end it there. Don't you think?
Probably best.
Do you have anything more to say? Anything more to say to the country?
No, I think that's it. Just like and subscribe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, leave a 5-star written review, and
See you next time.